ShockwaveSoundsFloorRadio.com.
Go!
ShockwaveSoundsFloorRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with full flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
Call is now being recorded.
Okay, and it is great to be back with everybody again. Yet again, we got another great interview here, real special, a little different from the average normal radio music interview. We have a producer, a movie producer, writer, and director on the phone by the name of Alan Tracy. And Alan, if you don't mind, maybe just giving a brief introduction to yourself. You know, your name, where you're from, your company name, and you know, so the audience knows who we're speaking with.
Yeah, I'm an independent movie director, writer, producer, all that, from Minnesota. I operate and run Colliding Pictures out of Minnesota there, so.
Cool. And I believe that there was a particular project that you guys were promoting. What's going on right now? What you're working on right now?
Right now we're working on finishing up a short film called The Kuna. Drama short, plus developing two features, one drama, one sci-fi action, so.
Okay, awesome. And, is there a place online where people can, check you guys out at?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Collidingpictures.com, is the place where you can watch all the short films for free, as well as our web series, for sketch comedy that we had a few years back. Just a lot of free stuff. You get 100 likes on Facebook. And so we opened up one of our most recent short films called Superpower for free to download off Vimeo.
Okay, cool. Great. So everybody could definitely find you guys. How long has the company been established?
We've been, our doors opened in 2010. We've officially been doing film a year after that in 2011. And then ever since then, we haven't looked back. So it's been quite a ride so far.
Really? That's great. How long have you been into it?
For a while, I'd say, I guess officially since 2005. But, and then coming around to develop Colliding Pictures was kind of the next accolade to just doing what I love.
I bet. I got a kind of an interesting question. I kind of wanted to know, because me being in radio, I do a lot of production and stuff like that for radio. But I know it's like for what you do, what most people think that, what's a misconception in your industry, if you can come up with one?
A misconception?
Yes, like when it comes to like TV production, people, like in radio, everybody thinks it just happens overnight or that. It's so easy to do, or like, what is something that people may think that is totally wrong about? If you could come up with something,
yeah, I'd say even I had some misconceptions when I initially led into the this industry is that you can just get a camera and shoot things, and I mean, yeah, that's one way that you can be really efficient at it. But if you want to be really good at something, you have to really focus in on your artistic vision. And allow others to do what they are good at too. So it's really a collaborative thing. It's not an individual thing. So.
Definitely. So do you work with a large group of people when you're shooting or editing?
Yeah, oftentimes very much working with as many people as I can on a project these days. You'll notice on a lot of the short films previous to this, it was mostly more independently myself, but as you add people to your projects, as you progress, you'll see an increase in quality each time. So if you have someone who composes music, you get someone who can do that. You have someone who can produce well for you so that you can focus on directing your actors and the screenplay. being that, you know.
How hard is it to choose the actors?
Well, I'd say it is kind of tough because in Minnesota there's definitely some very good talent here.
Yeah.
But oftentimes you can't always get exactly what you want necessarily.
Yeah.
But as long as it can fit to your vision of what a film should be, then it's pretty good. You can actually get some really decent talent here in Minnesota because a lot of talent is, if you get a hold of a good actor, then you definitely want to, you know, work with them again and everything.
Well, can people send their acting resumes to you if they wanted to try to be a part of your company or work with you of some sort?
Yeah, absolutely. They can send them directly to me at Alan, A-L-A-N, at CollidingPictures.com. So if anyone has any acting resumes or even script ideas, I'm open to anything, really. So I love collaboration.
Cool. What's in the future right now? Because I know you said you had a current project. What's the current project going on that you guys are finishing up?
Yeah, a short film called Lacuna. It's a dark drama. I'm not sure how much else I can reveal about it, but we're trying to get that into the circuit for some of the major festivals.
Okay, cool.
But definitely a heightened project than what I've done before. So.
Okay, that's awesome. It's good to hear. I want to ask, because I know, like, if anybody's listening, a lot of people, maybe artists or actors or aspiring, or maybe just thinking about it. But what advice do you have for people that are trying to, make it in this artistic world?
Yeah, I'd say you have to sell yourself. You have to be able to be persistent persevere too. Because if you're just thinking someone's going to come to you because you have a video on YouTube these days, everyone has a video on YouTube.
Right.
You just you got to stand out in your own way, but you also got to be persistent. I like that about people who are actually, you know, willing to step up for themselves. That says a lot right there about your, you know, confidence in general. So I do appreciate that. Even if I may not select you for something, it says a lot about you that I like. So for me personally, at least.
I agree. Let's see. I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss anything. Was there anything that you would like to include that maybe I may have missed? A summary of any detail that you may want them to make sure that they can check out?
Yeah, just check out the website. All films are free to watch from CollidingPictures.com. You can watch it anywhere, internet, tablets, phones, whatever you have. So, yeah, we have, I think, 12 short films, one music video, and one web series, so, and more short films and hopefully features to come here, so.
That's great. Well, sounds pretty exciting. I've been watching it myself. I'm pretty impressed, so I want to continue to watch. I'll be setting up some information online on to our audience so that they can have an access to you guys. And if anything in the future, you know, keep me in mind for a future follow-up interview, of course, because we can just add it to the page we're going to create for you. So it'll be perfect.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, too. This is great.
No problem. Sorry we had to play phone tag for so long, but I appreciate you getting it done.
You know?
Hit it with full flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music, featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max. Check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Float Radio.
Millennium Music Mission.